to disarm Hamas, but rebuild Gaza, to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel.
President Trump's pick to lead a federal watchdog agency has withdrawn his name from consideration, Paul Ingrassia, after multiple offensive text messages were found on his phone. Construction of the White House ballroom goes on at the same time as destruction of the White House East Wing, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, asking for a pause so a public review can take place. This is ABC News. Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley has been speaking all night criticizing what's happening in the federal government right now.
I've come to the Senate floor tonight to ring the alarm bells. We're in the most perilous moment, the biggest threat to our republic since the Civil War.
He's been speaking for going on 11 hours now. Meantime, it's day 22 of the federal government shutdown. Republican Senator Katie Britt from Alabama.
Money is running out and people will go without their SNAP benefits as soon as the end of this month or the very beginning of the next month. Look, these are real things. These are real consequences. And this is what I wish my Democrat colleagues would realize.
Democrats are holding out for a restoration of Medicaid benefits and an extension of subsidies to help millions pay for their health insurance premiums. Tropical storm Melissa expected to become a hurricane within the next week. The main threat right now, torrential rain and severe winds in Jamaica, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, and Cuba. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
At approximately 11:58 a.m. on Saturday, October 18th, the Ashland Police Department responded to a report of a possible bomb located in a safety deposit box at the Superior Choice Credit Union. The caller and owner of the safety deposit box reported that there was a bomb that was going to explode. Officers immediately responded to the scene, and the building was safely evacuated as a precaution. The Marathon County Bomb Squad was contacted and responded to assist with the investigation. However, after a thorough examination, it was determined that no explosive device was present and there was no threat to public safety. The deposit box owner was taken into custody and booked into the Ashland County Jail, pending charges of terrorist threats and bomb scares. The Ashland Police Department would like to thank all assisting agencies for their help during this incident. Thursday, November 20th from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's homeschool and virtual learning wreath making over at the Phillips City Hall. This is one wreath per family and hot cocoa will be served. A sign-up is required to hold a spot and that sign-up deadline is Friday, November 14th. To sign up, you can either stop in personally to the Phillips Public Library or you can call them at 715-339-2868. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, November 20th from 1:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., over at 174 South Ader Avenue in Phillips. Lead paint, lead dust, and lead in the water can all have detrimental effects on childhood development. Lisa Hale reports.
This week is National Childhood Lead Poisoning Prevention Week, dedicated to educating people about the dangers of lead poisoning, especially in small, developing children.
Lead poisoning does affect children more than adults, particularly children under 6 years of age, because their brain is developing very quickly and it can affect their brain and nervous system.
That's Winnebago County Public Health Nurse Jane Tebon.
So lead poisoning is considered an invisible disease. You don't know your child has lead. But what it can do is, again, it can hurt their brain and nervous system. And they may not show any symptoms at all, but it affects them maybe years down the road when they're in school and they have trouble focusing, learning. And that's when maybe you see some signs of the history of lead poisoning.
Children should be tested for lead exposure at 12 months and 24 months, and anyone with a home built before 1978 should have a lead risk assessment done by their local county public health office. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
You want to talk giant pumpkins in Wisconsin? There is an entire group of growers dedicated to capturing the title. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. More stories about how giant pumpkins are grown in the state. That's on the way next.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
This year, Jim Ford, a giant pumpkin grower from Fond du Lac, actually ended up topping the competition with his pumpkin that weighed in at 2,491 pounds. He's not alone when it comes to trying to grow those giant pumpkins. Thomas Motzma is from Brandon nearby, and he's been growing competitive giant pumpkins for over a decade. And he said, while you may be impressed with the size, it takes a lot of time and effort to get them that big.
And then they'll go out in the garden late April to early May, all depending on, you know, what kind of spring we have. A lot of growers now will put them in mini, mini tents or mini greenhouses, 5x10, 10x20. And then before we set that, we'll have hitting cables usually dug in the ground. And then they get transplanted outdoors, like I said, late April, early May. And then they get the TLC from the greenhouse until they get big enough where the greenhouse will have to be taken off.
Thomas Motzma from the Brandon area explaining a little bit more about the dedication that has to go in to producing the giant pumpkins you're hearing about at this time of the year. He said, in Wisconsin, the giant pumpkin growers are always working towards a pumpkin that weighs 3,000 pounds or maybe better.
At Steffes Auctioneers, we don't just sell, we guide. Knowing what your equipment or land is worth isn't just a number, it's clarity. It's the first step in making smart decisions for your future. That's why we offer honest, market-based valuations with no pressure to sell. Just insight you can trust. Start with the conversation or start with the valuation. Steffes Auctioneers. We don't just sell, we guide. Not sure where to start? Let's talk. Visit steffesgroup.com right now. That's steffesgroup.com.
Maybe you've got one of those giant pumpkins we were talking about. We'd love to see a picture. You can send it to us through our brand new Midwest Farm Report app. Download it. Available for both Apple and Android. Midwest Farm Report. And start using and interacting with us today. That's a look at food news. I'm PM Yonke.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards, and former Bucks star Chris Middleton. How's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great offseason where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court. Him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy night tonight, breezy at times, showers around, cold with lows in the mid-30s. Lots of clouds for tomorrow, still some showers around and staying chilly, highs in the low 40s. Warming through the rest of the week, into the weekend. Currently it's 41 degrees. 98 Q Country.
Maybe all I got's this beat-up leather bag, and everything I own don't fill up half. But don't you worry about the way I pack, all I care about is getting back. goodbye kiss is all I need from you. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving when the good Lord speaks, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. I'm carrying your love with me. On a lonely highway, stuck out in the rain, darling, all I have to do is speak your name. The clouds roll back and the waters part, the sun starts shining in my heart for you. You're right there and everything I do. 'Cause I'm carrying your love with me, West Virginia down to Tennessee. I'll be moving with a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me. It's my strength for holding on, every minute that I have to be gone. I'll have everything I'll ever need. With a good Lord's speed, carrying your love with me.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot Daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah. The country club, everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night, after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back pew praying with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all good.
Morgan Wallen.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold fruit.
98 Q Country.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Get there, you gotta get a little mud on the tires. Moonlight on a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about nine this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, cricket singing in the background. More stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night. Soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And then with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Even weren't your tires leaving me in the dust. If you weren't the kind that you only find once, then the burn of this bourbon wouldn't be hurting so bad. Yeah, you were for certain the best thing I ever had. Bar none. Now I'm getting goner than your long gone boots. Nothing I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what about this bar, no. Me and this bar, me and this bar, no. Yeah, me and them bottles up on that shelf. Never had a problem getting over anyone else. The lowest low I ever had right now. I'm working on works on you. I've been breaking every bottle open, doing what a banged up and broken a heart.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said, "You did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey."
Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo.
Two towns back, I showed your photograph, and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, "I might see you in this old bucket of rust," and said, "Good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust."
Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart. I've gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas braids, candy apple red rodeo. Like she said, it took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I go? Bye.
98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Sources tell ABC that President Trump is pressuring his own Justice Department to pay him $230 million as a settlement from two previous investigations, one involving potential ties he had to Russia in the 2016 election, the other related to the handling of classified documents found at Mar-a-Lago. Vice President J.D. Vance in Israel meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and saying of the ceasefire,
"We have a very, very tough task ahead of us, which is to disarm Hamas but rebuild Gaza, to make life better for the people in Gaza, but also to ensure that Hamas is no longer a threat to our friends in Israel."
President Trump's pick to lead a federal watchdog agency has withdrawn his name from consideration, Paul Ingrassia, after multiple offensive text messages were found on his phone. Construction of the White House ballroom goes on at the same time as destruction of the White House East Wing, the National Trust for Historic Preservation, asking for a pause so a public review can take place. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Community Blood Center, or the CBC, is urging local heroes to schedule a life-saving donation as soon as possible after months of urgent need for multiple blood types. As of last Wednesday at 9 a.m., the CBC's inventory dropped to just a two-day supply of O-positive blood and less than a two-day supply of O-negative blood on hand. That is well below what is needed to meet anticipated patient needs in the coming days. John Higgins, president and CEO of the Community Blood Center, states, quote, "While O-negative blood is often vital when every second counts because it can be given to any patient in an emergency, all blood types are constantly needed. America's Blood Centers reports only 3% of Americans donate blood each year, despite 65% being eligible. By donating, you truly make a life-saving impact in your community," end quote. Patients rely on generous donors each day to get through surgeries, cancer treatments, life-threatening emergencies, and more. The CBC makes donating blood as convenient as possible, with 9 donor centers and about 100 mobile blood drives each month. You can schedule a donation by visiting communityblood.org, using the CBC donor app, or calling 800-280-4102. Saturday, October 25th, from 1 to 4 p.m., it's the Community Fall Festival over in Brantwood, featuring a free meal with brats, hot dogs, barbecues, beans, and dessert. This is taking place over at the Brantwood Community Center over on West 1593 U.S. Highway 8 in Brantwood, and is taking place alongside a quilt raffle and many more prizes. For any questions, you can call Pat at 715-564-2208. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, October 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. over in Brantwood. Next year's election for Wisconsin Attorney General looks like it may be a rematch. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the details.
Attorney General Josh Call already announced he's running to keep his seat after speculation he might throw his hat in the ring to become governor. Now, Eric Toney has joined the race. In 2022, he was the GOP nominee for attorney general. Toney has been the district attorney for Fond du Lac County since 2012. He was also the former president of the Wisconsin District Attorneys Association. Toney says his top priorities include addressing the fentanyl crisis, changing crime lab practices, and targeting violent crime in Milwaukee. When Call and Toney ran against one another in 2022, it was a close race. Call won with a 1.3% margin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks season tips off at 7 o'clock against the Washington Wizards. And former Bucks star Chris Middleton, how's he doing a year after having surgery on both of his ankles?
Man, life is good. I feel refreshed for one. Great off season where I just got to work on myself, not have to worry about going into procedures or, you know, a long rehab. So I'm definitely feeling refreshed and, you know, blessed and thankful to still be playing. And, you know, I'm excited for this year.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers instructed the Five Surf Forum scoreboard crew to produce a video tribute for Middleton. How are fans going to react to seeing him in a Wizards uniform?
Are you think the fans are going to boo? Of course not. They're not. We traded him. He won a title for us, and he's a Buck, and he's part of this community. And I think that's what people forget most. As good as he was off on the court, I thought he was a superstar off the court, him and his wife, with all the things they did for the community.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local scene, tournament volleyball front and center last night. The Butternut girls at home. They topped South Shore to move on. So Butternut, the 6 seed now, will travel to Mellon, the 3 seed, in the round 2 coming up on Thursday. Flambeau, the 7 seed at home, they beat Mercer last night. So Flambeau now, number 7 seed, will travel to Mercer. That game again will be on Thursday. Drummond, the 5 seed at home, beating Bayfield, the 12 seed. So Drummond now will travel to Winter. They are the 4 seed. And Rib Lake now knows who they will play. Lake Holcomb went on the road and beat Bruce last night. So Lake Holcomb will be at Rib Lake in Division 5 action coming up on Thursday. In Division 4 for our area teams, it was, let's see here. My computer is doing some weird stuff on me here. The Phillips girls, they win last night, and they move on. So the Phillips girls at home victorious. So they will move on now and play their next round coming up on Thursday. That's all in Division 4 action. Shawamigan traveled to Colfax last night. Phillips, by the way, will be at Spring Valley in their next match after their win over Glenwood City last night. And it was Shawamigan falling to Colfax. Colfax on their home floor last night beat Shawamigan, so they'll advance on now and take on Webster in the next round. And Lakeland, the number 6 seed at home, they beat Ashland last night to advance on to Thursday's contest. By the way, you will hear volleyball Thursday, the Phillips Loggers in that road contest. Live play-by-play with Jeff Haken and Thursday night right here on 98Q Country.
This week at Macy's, it's the best time to save on fall styles at our biggest fall sale. Find the classic brown boots and preppy Mary jeans that everyone's wearing. Luxurious cashmere and wool sweaters. Even better, it's our lowest prices of the season on diamond jewelry, now 50 to 75% off, over half off. Don't miss your chance to save big on the looks you need now at Macy's biggest fall sale today. Savings off select styles. Exclusions apply.
Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy night tonight, breezy at times, showers around, cold with lows in the mid-30s. Lots of clouds for tomorrow, still some showers around and staying chilly, highs in the low 40s. Warming through the rest of the week into the weekend. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
98Q Country.
Feels like the Holy Ghost running through ya when I play the high. cold, cold heart burning hotter than a ring of fire.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut her up.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy.
Just dance.
Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat, coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts, 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields, one arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together and probably always will, like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
Crying when she told me goodbye. But I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, but she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud, where the smoke's so thick the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care, if they're dancing over here or fighting over there, I'm making the rounds looking for a party crowd.
Wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about tomorrow when it comes to light. The night's still young and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud with the smoke so thick them blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over there. I'm making the rounds looking for
David Lee Murphy there on a Wednesday edition, 98Q Country. Joel here, the morning show. We're coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. It's a smile. It's a listening ear. It's a helping hand. Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. We are highly distracted today. I'll admit that right now as we are preparing for, it's a good distraction, for our day of giving tomorrow for His House of Hope. And let me just tell you right now, you'll want to be tuned in because there's some really cool bid items that have been donated to His House of Hope. Now, we've done this in past years. We've had a lot of fun with this. We don't have, like, you know, 100 items, but we've got quite a few that are really, you know, you'll want to pay attention. How about a half-day guided fishing service from Ross's Sports Shop? One of those really cool chair coolers. You know, you got the chair and then the cooler right there. You don't even have to get up. A walleye rod and reel from St. Croix Rods. That's three. I'm in the process of getting organized, and this will be organized by tomorrow. We're working on a pretty cool website. We got a couple tickets to see Badger basketball on January 17th. That'll be available to bid on all day tomorrow. Let's see here. I see... let's see. Oh, kind of a gift basket, a chocolate, kind of a hot chocolatey kind of gift basket. And I see another rod and reel. I don't have the description on that one yet. Again, we're kind of in the birthing stages of this. Is that the right word? This morning of getting all the items together and organized on our webpage. And I'm going through a couple. Oh, we've got a tickets to Action City in Eau Claire that were donated by Glass to Go. I just learned that along with you. That's pretty cool. We have a full day river. My microphone won't go over here. A river muskie guide for two. All right, so that's another one, and that's donated by Luke Bogdanovich. I see a picture of the boat and everything. That's pretty cool. We mentioned the rod a little bit earlier, the musky rod and reel from St. Croix Rods. I'm going through some of the photos here. Let's see. I got that one already. Let's see. Oh, another guided service from Steve Cervenka. Steve Cervenka, another guide servicing. And a Pro-X TWS 400X. Dash P musky rod. So we'll have details on more of these, and it's going to be pretty cool because once we go live tomorrow morning, we'll have the link where you can go and see all the items. In fact, Pay attention this afternoon on our website, 98qcountry.com. If you go there this morning, you'll see his House of Hope right on the front page. And when you click on there, it takes you to an information page, and we'll have a link on that information page that you can click and see the items that will be available for you to bid on. So that'll be a part of our process tomorrow. It's about getting you informed about His House of Hope and our Day of Giving. And our goal is $10,000. $10,000. Pretty cool this year that we already have a organization called Seed and Water Ministries that is going to match every single penny up to 10 grand. Every single penny up to 10 grand. So it's doubling your money. So we are going to get that going tomorrow morning at 6. And we'll have some folks in here involved with His House of Hope. It'll be educational. It'll be fun bidding on some of these items. And it'll also be hopefully fruitful for our folks at His House of Hope. So if you're able to, I would hope you consider at least a few bucks anyway. All of it stays right here. The donations go right through it, go right to them. There's no, fees or anything skimmed off the top or the bottom or the middle or anything. It's all going right to them. So it's pretty cool. So that'll be tomorrow, our annual Day of Giving. Check out 98qcountry.com. There's a big banner there for details. We'll get going at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. We are in prep mode for that today. So if you hear something weird, I'll blame it on that, on the distraction as we're getting things ready for tomorrow. Some words of wisdom for this 22nd day of October, 2025. Let's focus on the family.
Success rarely happens overnight. Most goals can only be reached by keeping the big picture in mind and staying the course until you achieve them. In 1897, a construction worker named Pearl Waite made extra money by selling homemade medical remedies like cough syrup door to door. One day he came up with the idea of mixing fruit flavoring with powdered gelatin. His wife nicknamed the jelly-like substance Jell-O. For months, Mr. Waite went all over town trying to sell his new product, but he had trouble generating interest. In fact, he became so discouraged that he sold the rights for Jell-O to a man named Orator Woodward for only $450. With a little vision and a whole lot of diligence, Woodward turned the initial investment into a million-dollar business, and today, over 1 million boxes of Jell-O are sold every single day. Success takes time and patience and a determination to work hard when things get tough. As the late Hall of Fame baseball manager Tommy Lasorda once said, the difference between the impossible and the possible lies in your determination. That's true whether your dream is selling Jell-O or building a strong career, a strong marriage, or a child with strong character. Whatever your goal, stick with it. Stay on the path to success, and one day you'll wake up to discover that your dreams have come true. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Downtown Park Falls and Main Street.
Ashland, Wisconsin.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code AIRPORT25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code AIRPORT25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
98Q Country. Country.
We could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise. Every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona. Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ, where you got. Let's take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other main street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods. Yeah, girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go. But if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right in. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that.
local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump said to be wanting nearly $250 million from his own Justice Department. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
Sources tell ABC News.